My colleague Matt Taylor is on the line. He's in Greenwich, where the police raided an address early this morning and took a number of people away. Is that right, Matt? What's been happening there?
Yeah, well, I've just arrived at an address at Alma House, which is in Greenwich, in South London, and the police are still here. According to neighbours, police arrived at around just before 6 o'clock this morning, and depending on who you speak to, took either two or three women and a teenage boy away, and they were quite heavily armed and out in force this morning, the police. As I say, the police are still here. The flat has been searched. The neighbours I've spoken to are not sure exactly who it was who lived there. There were people coming and going. They said the police have confirmed that it is connected to the terrible events in Woolwich yesterday, but more than that, at this stage, we don't know about exactly how this flat is connected to the terrible.
And did neighbours know the people who lived there? Did they have anything to say about them?
No, they didn't. They, you know, in classic parlance for these things, you know, they get themselves seem to be perfectly reasonable family. But at the moment, we haven't managed to get hold of anyone who knew them any more than in passing. But as I say, there seemed to be a report that it was two women and a teenage boy that lived there with other people coming and going.
And what's the scene like there now?
Well, there's a police van outside, and there are ongoing searches in the flat. There's a small but growing number of journalists here, and a few neighbours standing around looking at what's going on. I think it's one of several flats that properties have been raided overnight and this morning, and I guess we'll find out more about exactly how these all connect up as the day goes on.
Okay, Matt Taylor, thank you very much.